We have reached our last batch of news items, which this time is a real mixture. Awards for a franchise business, a reunion for Hewitt School pupils, trouble on the buses, and a very brief sports roundup, amongst others. A Norwich firm has won a top prize at the 2024 British Franchise Awards. Signs Express, a signage and graphics franchise, received the Business Transformation Award. Founded in 1989 and franchised in 1992, Signs Express has 52 franchises operating across 62 UK locations. Aaron Davis, Network Development Officer, said, "We're incredibly thrilled and honoured to accept the Business Transformation Award at this year's BFA HSBC UK British Franchise Awards." Pip Wilkins, Chief Executive of BFA, said, "This is such a great win for Signs Express, who have brought self-employment opportunities to so many through their successful franchise model. The judges were very impressed by their entry, despite being up against some very stiff competition."
Thousands attended a reunion at the Hewitt School. The event, set up by organiser Melita Morgan, was planned to be a small get-together before the school is rebuilt. But the event saw an attendance of more than 2,000 past and present pupils. Ms Morgan said, "We had expected a few hundred, but way more than 2,000 turned up. The police thought it was a major event, considering the school used to have about 2,000 pupils every day back then. Running that school was a major event." The event meant pupils from all of the school's intakes, from the 1950s up to the present, were able to take a last look around the old buildings. The school originated from three separate schools, the Lakenham Boys and Girls Secondary Modern School of 1955 and the Hewitt Grammar School of 1958. In 1970, the schools were combined under the influential educationalist Dr. Walter Roy, forming one of the largest comprehensive schools in the country. The buildings will be largely replaced over the next year under the Department for Education's School Rebuilding Programme.
Norwich's MPs have weighed into the row between First Bus and City Folk over passengers being thrown off buses by heavy-handed ticket inspectors. And now a crisis meeting has been arranged between an MP and the firm to bash out a compromise. Clive Lewis, MP for Norwich South, called on the city's biggest bus operator to stop throwing passengers off buses if they have clear evidence they paid for a ticket. And Alice MacDonald, MP for Norwich North, said that she has been contacted by several constituents about the issue and is in touch with the company in regards to these problems. First Bus has been under fire since bringing in black-clad revenue protection officers last March, who passengers say have been rude and aggressive when enforcing the company's ticket rules. The bus firm, however, has counteracted these claims, saying that the officers are being regularly monitored and no evidence has been found that they have behaved inappropriately.
Now a brief roundup of local sports stories. In rugby, there was an easy away victory for free-scoring Norwich, Diss 7, Norwich 55. Norwich put in a cohesive and entertaining performance against Diss to keep their winning run going. North Walsham drew 13 all at home to Tring. North Walsham Vikings started the game brightly and were soon ahead, but could not fashion a win. The main reason for the win drifting away seems to have been lack of chance conversion. The Vikings got into Tring's so-called red zone about a baker's dozen times for 13 points, while Tring got their 13 points from one-third of this number of red zone incursions. After the match, the director of rugby, Neil Lear, said, "This draw has dragged us up a couple of league places, but we must make sure we beat those around us near the bottom of the table." There was no men's football, but Norwich City's women's promotion hopes took another hit as they suffered a second straight Women's National League Division 1 South East defeat at the hands of QPR, losing 2-1.
Three Norfolk schools, City of Norwich School, Norwich School and Wyndham College, took part in the K2 National Schools Kayaking Championships at Hawley Lake in Hampshire and came away with multiple trophies. The first event was a 500-metre sprint, heat and then final. After a short rest, this was followed by a mass start 200 metres elimination competition, with the last place crews knocked out in successive rounds. After lunch, the day culminated in a 5-lap marathon with 4 portages. Dominic Water and Jasmine Sargent from Norwich School dominated the elite class and were crowned multiple national schools champions, winning all events, and came away with the sprint trophy, the marathon trophy, and the marathon mixed trophy for good measure. Lottie Phillips and Eva McCauley from City of Norwich School were the dominant ladies' crew, winning the ladies' trophy for marathon and the ladies' sprint event too.
A city department store has unveiled its first fleet of delivery vehicles as it continues to expand. Jarrold's 6 new delivery vans, decked out in the store's branding, have been spotted around Norfolk. This comes as part of the brand's expansion into a bigger warehouse in Bessemer Road, with plans recently approved by Norwich City Council for a click-and-collect hub too. This new delivery service is a first for the Jarrold Group and has enabled the company to take control of its own home deliveries and start offering a logistics service to other Norfolk-based businesses and brands. Since launching, it has been selected as the home delivery partner for well-known local brands including Ben Burgess, Barsham Brewery, Chet Valley Vineyard, Delta Fire and Urban Jungle.
A Norfolk-based cancer charity has announced its new chief executive. Big C Cancer Charity has appointed Karen Vincent to the role, and she will start in early December. The charity said Miss Vincent has a wealth of knowledge and experience from working in strategic roles across public and private sectors. She has also supported the third sector as a trustee and as an elected local councillor. She served as chairwoman for Broadland District Council through the COVID-19 pandemic and more recently for Norfolk County Council. Professor Dylan Edwards, chairman of the Board of Trustees, said, "We are excited to welcome Karen to the Big C team. Having been a trustee of Big C since 2021, and with the experience she has gained in the public, private and third sectors, Karen embodies the passion and commitment needed to further our mission to support local people affected by cancer in Norfolk and surrounding counties. We are confident that her vision and leadership will propel us to new heights."
More than £2,000 has been raised by the community to build a new school library in Thorpe Hamlet, Norwich. The children of Lionwood Infant and Nursery School will soon benefit from the new library after a successful cheese and wine fundraising event. The fundraiser was held on November the 7th at St Matthew's Church and was organised by the Lionwood Infant School Library Fund, a charity set up by parents. The event was spearheaded by Dr Anna Storrs and was attended by children's author and illustrator Nick Butterworth, who is known for the Percy the Parkkeeper series. During the event, Mr Butterworth spent time with the children and read stories before having an evening with parents where he shared the joy and importance of reading to children. The author also signed books and auctioned artwork, including an original piece. Dr Storrs, who is a local GP, set up the charity in October 2023. She said, "I am over the moon. We've raised just over £2,000 with this event. The community has come together in an amazing ways to support us, and the evening was just pure happiness. Altogether, we now have raised more than £5,000, which will enable us to open the library sometime next year." Well, now we've arrived at the end of our Chatterbox Weekly, and we hope you've enjoyed it. We'll remind you as usual that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Do take time to listen to it all, as we know the postal service is not as quick as it used to be, so we do not expect you to return it before you have had time to listen properly. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Catherine Rose. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, don't worry. You will hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk or listen on Smart Speaker. We still have some of these available if you are interested. So, at the end of this recording, all that remains is for Matthew and myself to say goodbye for this week and to hope you have enjoyed your listening.